In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The prophecy of Isaiah that we heard from chapter 9 tonight is fulfilled both in the birth of Christ and also yet at the beginning of his ministry, as we heard from Matthew chapter 4 tonight. But it's also fulfilled when you were first made a Christian. It's also fulfilled in your lives each and every day as you live in the light. Each time you are drawn out of the darkness by the forgiveness of your sins. Each time our Lord Jesus Christ, by His Holy Spirit, calls you out of darkness of your sins to live in His light. Each time a Christian helps another Christian out of the same darkness. Each time a family gathers around the Word of God, each time a Christian opens his Bible for prayer, devotion, or study, each time you invite someone else to join you in hearing God's Word, it's fulfilled in each time the preaching of the gospel goes out and God brings sinners to repentance. Each time the Holy Spirit enlightens us with His gifts, including and most especially the gift of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. That Isaiah's prophecy is a prophecy about the mission work of Jesus in the world, leading people out of darkness into His marvelous light. Work that, yes, began in His holy birth, but work that has not ceased even after His ascension. Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, who is anything but what is called Baptist today, he said that John would precede Jesus to prepare the way, and that Jesus, he called Him the sunrise from on high, would visit to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Zechariah the priest is proclaiming this passage from Isaiah. Christ Jesus Himself taught, "I am the light of the world," that His followers do not walk in darkness but have the light of life. And He's alluding to this passage from Isaiah. The Apostle John, in our second lesson tonight, refers to Jesus as the light, and that the darkness is passing away. He tells then of how walking in darkness is to hate your brother, to be spiritually blind, not knowing where you're going, that is to say, lost. But Christ provides the way. He is the light for the way. Isaiah speaks of His coming. He says, "To us a child is born." Last week we heard of this in the prophecy of the virgin birth. A child is born, that Christ will be true man. And yet also to us a son is given. The Father's only begotten Son is given in order to love the world. And that all authority on earth and in heaven rests upon Him. That Isaiah says that His rule will increase more and more. His peace will increase more and more. And so Isaiah's prophecy continues today, and indeed it will continue until the very end, when we see that everything is under Christ's authority. Now the world laughs at this truth. They think that the kingdom of God is relegated to weak and poor people who scrape by in this life and are vexed by all sorts of trouble and can't help themselves. That the church, the Christian church, is for the weak. That they look on and they see nothing great in the church but only smallness, powerlessness, something that is diminishing on the earth and increasingly irrelevant for the world that they're trying to create for themselves. And thus they view the preaching of the Word as foolishness. But we are to take heart because the world thought the exact same thing of Christ's preaching in his day as well. The text from Matthew chapter 4 tonight tells us that when Jesus' kingdom was coming, indeed, when Jesus said the kingdom of God is here, it came through his preaching. And his preaching was a preaching of repentance, a preaching of turning from sins, trusting in him to deal justly with those sins by himself for our sake. And that these words that he preached had more power, more strength, more might than any earthly governmental decree with any size military or power behind it, has more strength and more binding than any binding legal contract, is greater and more than anything that man can come up with for himself. Because the words of Christ have the power of eternal salvation built into them. The words that Christ preaches are life, and they are light for a dying and a dark world. That people lost in their sins, dead in their sins and trespasses, upon hearing these words, are enlivened and enlightened. The light of life shines upon them, and they are set free from all that oppressed them, all that ensnared them. That lives determined and focused on an eternity in torment are immediately transferred to eternal joy by the power of the Word. That the world does not see this is not surprising, because the world cannot see anything. It is in darkness. But this prophecy and what Isaiah teaches us and what Jesus teaches us is not trapped to back then and there. That when Christ our Lord commands preaching of repentance and forgiveness to continue after he ascends, he empowers the same by sending his Holy Spirit. Thus, through the ages, the preaching of the Word, the sharing of the Word of God, has brought light and life into a dark world. It has converted entire empires, established and restored nations, built communities, created homes, restored marriages, mended relationships, made friends, freed prisoners, consoled the afflicted, relieved the guilty, lifted up the downtrodden, and enlivened the dead. But this is exactly what Isaiah said would happen, that Christ would be born, the Son of God would be given, and the reign of this Son of God, this reign of Jesus sitting on the eternal throne of David, would increase. That heaven is always gaining more people. That the kingdom of God is always going forth, both in lands that openly allow for it, but also even in lands that forbid it to be spoken. That the gospel goes forth, and it takes on the darkness of this world, and it overcomes it, because it brings light and Christ, light and peace and life. That the darkness of conflict and strife and anger and hatred and so forth that characterizes so much of life in this world is no major opponent to the kingdom of God, to the rule of Jesus. That he brings peace, and he brings love and kindness and compassion and forgiveness. And the world can't defeat these things. No matter how hard it tries, or how many might try to join in their rebellion to the rule of Christ in his kingdom. Now, the kingdom of God is at hand, and the rule of Christ grows. And this is because his word still goes out, and his Holy Spirit was given to continue to bless that word. that the kingdom of Jesus then still is growing by grace as we hear and believe his holy word and lead godly lives according to it. That John taught in that epistle lesson tonight that strength and overcoming the devil comes from this, being in the light. That his list in that second lesson begins with the forgiveness of sins, which we learn from God's word and preaching. It moves into the knowledge of God who is from the beginning. It speaks of a strength of having the word of God abiding in you. That to believe in God, to have his forgiveness, to know him as the God of all from the beginning, and to have his word in you and working through you, to trust in what he has done, means to overcome all of the darkness, especially the evil one. Isaiah foretold this great rule of Jesus, that the light would shine into darkness, even deep darkness. And it happened just as he said. The people have seen a great light. That you have seen a great light. That the darkness of your sin and having to live in it is gone. The deep darkness of your death and eternal condemnation is defeated. That Christ has come, and he still comes as we await his final coming, and yet the church is multiplied. And by his word, joy has increased, that the harvest continues as the Lord continues to harvest. That the enemies of Christ and his people are defeated. That this defeat has happened in the birth of Jesus, in the ministry of Jesus, and the continued preaching of Jesus to all the nations. And may that same light that comes by his word continue here among you in your day-to-day life and among our community as well. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.